So with that, we'd like to take you on a meditation. And this meditation, surprise of surprises, is going to be about healing your shame. About stepping into your aware, observer self. About becoming the person, resonance-wise, becoming the person, being the person for whom a wonderful and loving relationship, great friendships, fabulous co-workers, fabulous consultant client practice can be natural, normal, and ordinary. So let yourself get comfortable. Let yourself relax and get in a position to where your body can stay still for a little while. Take a nice relaxing belly breath. Let out the tension. Start relaxing yourself the way you know. And close your eyes. Ask your greater self, your higher self, spirit guide if you have one, you can ask us too mentally, to help you stay awake. Because when you consciously let go of the shame, you're free. You can have phenomenal, wonderful relationships. Your spiritual path can be one fun adventure after another. So let yourself relax, eyes closed, letting yourself come back to that focus, a point of light that you are. Just put your attention into that space where you're, in a sense, asking, where does my awareness come from? Where is that consciousness that is me? Where is my awareness? Now, for most of you, it'll be third eye area. But some of you, it can be solar plexus, chest. Go seek the origin, the source of your consciousness, of your awareness. And you'll find your focus narrowing to a point of light, a point of attention, you attentive, you aware. And let yourself begin to float, to drift. You, the light, point of light, drifting, floating in the sky filled with stars. By your very nature, you are a divine being. And you came to earth to discover yourself, to love, touch, heal. To dream, imagine, create with passion. To manifest and craft a great life for you. Unique to you. And to learn, to grow, to become more of who you are. And to acknowledge more and more the divine as it comes through you. To acknowledge your origin, your essence. As divine. And while you're here on the earth plane, you have, by sheer force of free will, experienced the whole range from positive to negative, and unfortunately focused on most of the negative here and there. The most negative, the most painful, the furthest away from feeling and owning your divinity is shame. Shame, you feel that you're flawed, you're a mistake, you're God's mistake. You're incapable, incompetent, unlovable, unworthy. Useless, valueless. Stuck. Helpless, powerless, nothing. You explored that. You explored this painful, horrible place. And everyone has done that, and you included. And in this terrible place, in this feeling, you experienced first in childhood, was the sense that something's wrong with you and you've got to cover it up. It's too painful. But it's because of you, bad things happen. It's your fault. You're not okay. But you cover that up and gamely go onward. You get rejected, hurt, humiliated in adolescence. Oh dear, there it is again. You move into adulthood and there it is again. And very often at the end of a relationship that started with such promise and dissolved into such discomfort and pain, anger and frustration and fears, there it is again. Somewhere underneath everything is this deep, black pit of shame. You covered it up with social guilt. You closed your motivations off and accepted the social integrator's version of things, tried to be good, either as a good girl as the good man. You tried to build up an image. But it was on top of a sewer, and it could not sustain. So every now and then, you'd hit it again. Now, you've done work with this, we know. And you've done good work with this. You're loving and valuing yourself more than ever before. You're more conscious, aware, and awake than ever before. But now it's time for you to let go of this last piece and the last piece of the last piece. Whatever is the residue, whatever's left of that ugly mess, down deep, 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 that sense of separation from all that is good and noble and true and divine, from that sense of being shut out of the level of joy and happiness you desire, it's time to let this last remnant of shame, self-judgment, self-loathing, or the ultimate guilt, to let it go. Now, you may have not felt it in a while. You may really feel that you're way beyond it. So let us put it this way. Give yourself permission to let it go as if it were still fresh. And as you do that, and you don't really have that much shame left for you, you can help heal the planet as well. You can heal all your relationships and all people. You can help heal the social integrator as well. Your contribution being added. Your light being accepted. So remember now. Let yourself remember a time when life was so dismal, so dark, so painful. You were in such failure or shame, such isolation and pain, that you might have even thought, hey, this physical life just sucks. Let me out of here. A time when you wanted out. You wanted away. Anything to avoid ever feeling that again. You made promises to yourself. I will try really, really hard. I will work on myself. I will fix this. I will be a better person. And you put pressure on yourself, driving yourself, pushing yourself until you collapsed, exhausting yourself, giving all your energy to the social integrator. Remember. Now you may not remember that you considered to die. You may have even considered dying and thought, oh my, if I die, I'm going to go to hell. Oh, I'd better not die. I'm too evil. I'm too sinful. I'm going to be sent away in hell forever. I'm going to be tortured in the underworld. No, I'd better hold on. Whatever it was that you decided, might not have been that, might have been, well, wait a minute, before I die, I really want to have a moment, at least a moment of happiness, of real true happiness, true life, beautiful life. I want it first before I go. Something. But you decided to stay. But always underneath there is a part of you that has one foot in the exit door. If it gets too bad, I'm out of here. And you've known people who die of lack of love or loss of love, who die from their shame. They don't deserve a happy life. They get cancer and die first. It's the shame that's killing them. Don't let it kill you too. Give yourself permission right now. Make the choice right now. You're going to let it go. Going to let go of all that you sense in you that is not divine by nature. Because it feels that this is the part of you that is not divine. It's a part of you that is bad, wrong, weak. And if you are just disgusted with weakness, you can be very disgusted with yourself. You can loathe yourself. You can judge yourself. Hate yourself. Now you're not doing that now. At this point in your life. But there has been a time in your life where it has at least crossed your mind. That you're just so inadequate. So not okay. Let yourself remember this. Let yourself go there. It's okay. You're floating through the starry sky. You're surrounded by those who love you. You are safe. We are here with you. Now, you got your shame originally from your parents or guardians, or both, some of you. So the first step in releasing your shame, the first step in letting it go, is to recognize it's not fully, truly yours. It was handed down to you. Down through the ages, through the generations, with the support and the help of the social integrators. The social integrators know that shame is handy. It enables them to control you. It makes failure devastating. It makes rejection humiliating. The social integrators control it. It's come down generation after generation after generation. So it's time for you to give it back. So we are with you. We stand with you. Our light with you. All your friends stand around you, or float about you, or shine about you in support. So now in front of you, see, remember, envision your parents, guardians, whoever it was that raised you, that shamed you, that taught you the rules of the social integrator, set you up for feeling inadequate, set you up for feeling helpless and weak, which you were as a child anyway. For you to set you up as a victim, as powerless, as dependent, as weak. Who was that that did that? Generally your parents. Occasionally maybe an older sibling that took care of you a lot. So now, deep within yourself, go down to this deep, dark, oozing black pit. If you go into your psyche, you're most likely going to find it down in your abdomen area. You can find it in other places, but most people find it there. So if you're looking and you haven't found it yet, check out the area between your navel and your pubic bone, in the lower abdomen. Second chakra holds tremendous shame, sexual guilt, all sorts of things. All the guilts and the shame stuck in there, in your identity. Reach down in there. By your intention, bring all that black stuff up, all that nasty stuff. We're going to help you. And you're going to bring it up and put it in a bowl. We're going to provide the bowl. We're going to put it in the bowl. We're going to help you get it up and put it in the bowl. So at the count of three, we're going to pull it. Some of it is sticky or stretchy like taffy. Others are just chunks. Weird textures. Very dark. Very uncomfortable. Count of three, we're going to pull it up with you. One, two. And three. We're pulling it up. Now it's a big load. I mean, we're going to give you a bowl, put it in the bowl. It can be a pretty big bowl, but it's holdable. a big bowl, like a mixing bowl, big bowl. Put it in there. Okay, let's go down and look again, see if there's any more. One, two, three. Okay, you've got a good pile. The bowl is full and it's kind of mounded up in the bowl. It's smelly. It may smell like shit. Or something else, putrid. Like rotting meat. Or something really nasty. And the texture, gross. Now we're going to hold this bowl. You hold the bowl on both hands in your mind. And we're going to hold the bowl with you. With both of our hands. And we're going to compress it together until it becomes a ball. It's going to get hot. And it's going to feel a little sharp. That's why we have it in a bowl. The bowl will get smaller too. Here we go. One, two, three. Compressing the shame. All right. Hot and spiky. Lots of rage in there. Pain and suffering. Trauma. Drama. And you're holding it. It's outside your body now. Just notice. It's no longer in your body. It's outside your body now. All right. Standing before you are your parents and guardians. Give this bowl to one of them, father or mother, whoever. And when you do that, because there's going to be at least two people there, you give it, you have another one in your hands, and you give it to the other. However many there are that really shamed you in your childhood, could be even relatives, teachers. You give a bowl of your shame to each one of them. You give all of your shame to each one of them until they stand there holding it and you say, "You gave this to me. It's not mine. I give it back to you." And then they take it. And you realize it's not really from them. It came down from their parents. So you say, you know, you can give it to your parents too. Whereupon that's what they do. They turn around and they give it just like you did. As many as standing there that shamed them, they give these bowls of the shame. And then that's your grandparents have the shame now. They turn around, they give it to your great-grandparents. Who turn around and give it to your great-great-grandparents. And pretty soon you see that it's starting to move like a wave expanding out from you, the single inheritor of all of this shame coming down from generations and generations, multiplying, all these people joining the egregors, the social integrators of their time, holding them in shame and inadequacy and pain, going back further, 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 and you begin to see that there are whole hosts, thousands of people have gathered, going off into the distance. And it's going to go all the way back to the original person on the planet from whom you are descended genetically. All the way back to the beginning. Watch it go. It's going, in a sense, faster now. Further away from you, like a wave. You can see it like a wave. At a seashore, when you can see a distant wave, it's what it looks like going away from you. A wave of shame going away. It goes further and further and further away. And you just stand there and watch. It's gone out of you. You see all those way out in the distance, you can't even see the bowls anymore. It just keeps going back, 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 faster and faster. And it becomes a tidal wave going away from you because it keeps getting added on to by all the social integrators of the time. A huge wave now, huge wave in the distance, moving away. And let yourself just watch it and recognize it's going to be a wave. It's going to circle the earth. It's so huge. And it's moving so fast. Just let it move. Move, move, move. And it goes out of sight. Moving faster and faster, this wave, out of sight. You stand there feeling empty. Something, another emptiness. You're experiencing and yet another openness, a hole, an emptiness where there was all this pain and trauma. And so why this wave is going, let us do some nurturing for you. Let us love you. Let us wrap our light around you. Let us put light in this space. Let us cover it with bandages. Let us sing a healing song for it. Let us put a beautiful salve on it before we put the bandages. Let's wrap it gently, lovingly. Let's repair it and take away the hole. And repair all the grid of light that's there. Your whole body's made of this grid. Grid you can see in the unconscious realm. A light grid. And let us repair the light grid there. To make it a light grid without shame. And as we do that, if you can allow us to work on you, just open up. We will go and repair that. And as that is happening, a very, very bright light shows up. It is your divine self, the self of yours, a greater self than you, who knows you are divine, who is completely free and clear of that shame. And they and we are going to surround you with love, and they're going to take away the pattern of shame so it doesn't come back. It won't hurt them. They will take it. They know where it is. They know the whole scenario. And they're taking it for you. They love you. they are greater than you. But you feel love for them. You do. You feel their love for you. Accept it. Receive it. They look a bit like you. And whatever it is you thought you did, or whatever flaw you have thought you have had, they, this is your higher you, perhaps higher self, truer self, will forgive you. Forgive you for whatever it is could possibly be that you hold against yourself ever. It's going to take you off the hook of guilt and shame. No more guilt, no more shame. And we repairing it. And we will support and work with you and work with them. And we're going to do some work very briefly for just a moment of silence. We're just going to work on your brain. We're going to reset some parameters in your brain function so that shame and self-loathing and self-destruction are eliminated. So we're going to be quiet, allow yourself to experience this healing, forgiveness, and resetting. And it is done. Now, without shame, you can still feel remorse. Because you can take responsibility for your reality and you can understand that you have impact on it. Doesn't make you a psychopath now. It just makes you more loving, more aware. This wave is going to continue and go through the whole earth and off earth. It starts with you. You are doing the healing for the earth. Starting with healing you, allowing yourself to heal. So step now into your observer self. Step into the divine awareness of you. Step into your true spiritual adult. Step into your power. Step into your freedom. Step into your love. Step into the greater self who is in physical form now. Feel yourself larger, more radiant. Feel a sense of greatness, not ego greatness. No puffed up bravado, no comparison greatness, but your natural essence of greatness. Just stand in it now for just a moment. And from this place you can love unconditionally. You can have love and compassion for others. You can see them through their eyes. See their reality through their eyes. Your auric field is huge, shining your light into the world, shining your love into the world, not taking anything personally, being able to be conscious in every moment you choose, to have conscious relationships. Relationships free of the social integrators and the twists and distortions of the negative ego. Feel the harmony now within you. All your internal conflicts are gone. All your guilt is gone. You deserve great things. You deserve what you desire to have. You deserve to have what you want. You deserve a great life. You deserve it by being you. You deserve it. Sense this. Stand in your deservingness, in your value, in your power, and your love. Feel the safety of being here, surrounded by those who love you and emanating from within yourself. This is more who you are. This is the you that can find your unique path and express your uniqueness and have wonderful relationships, great success, and become the favorite of your social integrator by being consciously who you are, gaining the support of your world. Let your attention now come back to your body. Back to the present room, the space you're in, gently, gently opening your eyes, bringing back that awareness of you in your greater presence. You've gone through a major healing right now. Give yourself permission to accept it. Own it. It's yours. Let it integrate into you throughout the night. And we will return tomorrow to install the new templates. Expand into new identities and new places. Manifesting the flow, manifesting the sustaining of great relationships, so that you look at your future and say, this future is better than the past. So go into your night, and if you have some dreams, see if you can remember them. Interesting things are happening. Magic is afoot. We surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.